So now that you're back, it's time to show those gifts you've carried all the way for Mouse on his journey to the old tree. The sounds at the bridge, the beautiful things he'd seen on his way, the bark rubbings, the animal prints. You've worked so hard. This is your chance to show the tree what you found on your way. And you know what? The old tree, each time a gift was shown, she looked a little brighter. New leaves began to appear on her bare branches, small buds unfurled. You see, Mouse told her, you're so very important. Everybody remembers you. You're connected to everything. The old tree seemed proud. She stood a little straighter, a little stronger. Then Mouse turned to the other animals. Normally he didn't like speaking in public, but he felt that he'd done so well he deserved just a little bit more of their time and attention. He raised his very small voice. He said, "Now, it is time for all of us to choose a new name for the old tree. I have some ideas, but everyone's thoughts will be heard. We will choose together, and then we will ask the old tree which she likes, and then that shall be her name forevermore. And this time we will cherish her name and pass it down to our children and our children's children, and it shall never be forgotten." Now, I don't know which name Mouse and the other animals chose, but maybe you have an idea of your own. You can think of it, or you can say it out loud now. You can share it with the old tree. She loves hearing her new name. And so things in the forest were well again, and Mouse went about his mouse business in his own small patch of land. But sometimes he would come to the Green Man, just as you're standing with the Green Man now, and the Green Man would always smile at him and thank him for what he had done to save the old tree in the forest. For as the Green Man always said, "Doesn't matter how small you are, you can always make things better."